Welcome to The Perfect Storm, where we're looking at current events in light of Bible prophecy. Kyle, it's good to have you here.
It's good to be here. You sound really flat.
I am flat. It's been a bad week, mate. Any shocking stuff going on here. Mm.
And you're tired.
Yeah, all that. Too much driving in my life.
What were you doing yesterday that made you tired?
Fitting a bull bar to my Camry.
If anybody else has a Camry with a bull bar, I'd like to see a photo.
I'm sick of wrecking cars with kangaroos. So every car I drive now has a four-post bull bar on it. God bless Toowoomba.
Yeah. It looks good. I'm a Camry fan. I once made stickers for the Currumbung Camry Club, and Brad and I were the only two people in the club.
What?
We had nice stickers.
You guys need to get along. It's good we can laugh because it's been a shocking week, Kyle.
Let's get through the comments and then let's get to the news.
Week.
Okay. Let's go from the bottom. It's Cassandra. Thank you, Cassandra, for tuning in again. This is YouTube comments. If you'd like to leave a comment, you need to come and find us on YouTube where you can watch us. We've got the Christmas red lights on today. I had the flashing lights on, but that was a bit much for Justin, and so I had to tone it back a bit.
It felt very like the police were kind of raised.
It's just like a cheap Christmas tree in here, but now it's just red. So Cassandra says, I like you gents with your hats off. Kyle doesn't need a cap. He has hair. And I thought that's interesting because I was thinking about all of your encouragement of beards, and Cassandra, I just wanted to say, I have enough hair on my head. I don't need it on my chin, unlike these two blokes. Nice shirt, Justin. Cool. I love it when you get riled up.
I'm trying not to be riled up today. I'm trying to be calm.
It's like a sport for us in the office. We try and rile him up and then
it's not hard.
We cheer him on.
It's not hard.
People call me, this is from Tony, people call me Islamophobic when I say that Islam has a clear plan to take over the world. Muhammad is a false prophet and in that cave was not Gabriel.
Yeah, we're going to talk a bit about Islam today, so stay tuned.
It's
in the news. And Kyle, our last week's show was unfortunately, it was a bit prophetic.
Unfortunately. The title of it was
Islam's Warning to Australia. And the content, you can go back and watch last week, but this was before the massacre of Bondi, which was just horrendous that it's come to Australia. Just horrendous. So anyway, be calm.
Don't dive into too
soon. Calm.
Is this one?
I'm being calm.
One funny thing to come before we get serious.
Oh, sorry.
Cassandra also wanted to say, are you a preacher, Phil? I know Lawman is, but are you really? Or are you joking?
Phil's not with us today, folks. He's in Queensland. He's got his kids up at the summer camps up there. Anyway,
that's
missing you, Phil.
But that's a great comment, Cassandra. Thank you.
Cassandra's like, she's coming in on the left and right hook here.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. People who don't keep the Sabbath currently should just give it a try for a few weeks and see how rejuvenated, connected, and blessed they will be.
Amen.
If you have kept the Sabbath but are currently not, try it again. Stop, rest, pray, and maybe even go to church. It's the best day of the week. And that's in relation to the Charlie Kirk Stop in the Name of God book that we were talking about last week. I noticed the hardcover price on Amazon, it was 70, then it was 90. It's down to like $52 now.
Pays to just wait for the right price, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's shipping after like 6 weeks, so they probably just can't keep up with the printing of it.
It's amazing.
And then, Gokka Jokka says, wow, how prophetic and spot on. She has just watched last week's episode 2 days ago and then the breaking news at the same time. So sad. But just wanted to say that we have our finger on the pulse. Sadly, we do in this instance.
We wish we didn't on that one. Who was that? That was Shocker Jocker or
Gokka.
Gokka. Yeah, we're really sad that we were predictive because a lot of people have lost their lives and a lot of trauma is going to be experienced by the people that survived it. Shocking footage.
Yeah.
These old guys that were brave, wrestling to their death.
Well, let's start with that. We've got here Boris German, 69, and his wife, Sophia, 61. When I started to see some of the initial footage that night come through, I noticed that there was, unfortunately, a couple of people laying next to the car, this car. And
we didn't know why.
Didn't know why. And then this dash cam footage comes out. And it's these two that have actually tried to stop it right at the start.
What a real amazing bloke. There's some real bravery come out in this. And don't know much about this old fella, but he was 69. He went out trying to save the lives of others. So there's no greater love, the Bible says, than you would lay down your life for a friend. He laid down his life for strangers.
I mentioned it a few times before. You should decide what you're going to do now before it happens, because when you get there, you're probably not going to be able to make the decision as easily.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a
if you were there,
shock Justin, too. Shock.
This is a bit weird and hard to know, but if you were in a situation like this, what do you think you'd be doing?
I hate to speculate because everyone can have a theory.
Hmm.
So, Peter, I'll never deny you, Lord, and then the rest of Christ. So, but from my past experience, I've got these genetics from the Highlands of Scotland that if there's a battlefield, we're out in the middle of it sort of thing. But I don't know. I would hope I would act like this man did. Mm. He lost his life and his wife lost their life, but he went out trying to save the life of others. That's noble. I would wish I would act that way. And I don't think any of us know until we're put in those situations.
Yeah. Yeah, I pray that we would all have the courage to do the right thing in that situation.
It's a beautiful thing to see brave people. I admire brave people. Courage is the greatest of the virtues. Winston Churchill, I think he was quoting Plato.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got, there was obviously Ahmed El Ahmed, or I didn't pull up the story.
So Ahmed Ahmed, the Syrian migrant, he runs a fruit shop apparently.
Who used to be what?
A police officer in Syria.
Mm.
He was awesome. Like, jumped out from behind the car when he saw the guy had to reload. A lot of people think, well, and then he didn't want to shoot the guy. I'm not sure I agree with that. If I looking at the footage, he had no shells in that shotgun. So he couldn't fire something. He hasn't got any ammunition in it.
Mm.
That's been my take on it. But he's definitely saved lives and at great cost because the other shooter has then hit him.
Mm. And then in that video, there's another guy that actually runs in and tries to throw something at the retreating.
Who loses his life? Well, an altar
shot as well.
He threw a brick or something at the gunman and there wasn't much because they're unarmed and these attackers are armed. The advantage is all with the attackers.
Mm.
So, yeah, dreadful, dreadful day. One that won't be forgotten, December 14. Bondi is probably the most famous beach in Australia.
Mm.
Not probably, it is, Bondi Definitely. Beach.
We've got here America. America's take on all this is kind of interesting. The Prime Minister of Australia says that the threat is right-wing extremist groups. Have you noticed that in a couple of his speeches?
Look, I've got to be careful today, Kyle.
Yeah? You don't want me to poke the bear?
Please don't. I want to be a koala bear, not a polar bear today. I think he's trying to balance things up. I'm kind of trying to defend him here.
Right.
I don't know why I would. But he is a left-wing. He was a left-wing activist as a young man.
Mm.
He was very anti-Israel. And then he's come out and promised the backing of a recognized Palestinian state. People are blaming this act on Albanese, the Prime Minister.
I'm shocked at how many people are calling him. Oh, I don't know if shocked
people are angry, mate.
People want him to resign straight away.
People are angry.
Very angry.
He didn't fire the gun.
Yeah.
Hey, when you voted for him, folks, you voted for a lefty. Everyone knows that. Is this a revelation to you, Kyle? Is this an epiphany that Albanese is from the left side of politics?
I don't know how Australia thought that they were going to get anything different out of this.
They voted for the dude. He could only be what he is.
And this is the I'll just pause it because there's probably other bad words coming up in the captions, but there was this October 7 gathering at the Sydney Opera House.
In 2023. Which in is 2023, Kyle.
2 days after the October 7 massacre in Israel.
Mm.
There was then a response gathering at the Opera House. There was many around the world. The one in Australia was on the steps of the Opera House where they all chanted obscene things and they waved their...
They're celebrating, Palestinian mate. They're celebrating the death. They're putting babies in ovens. And I've got to say, I've got so many things to say about this stuff, Kyle.
Hmm. We've got 20 minutes left.
Blaming guns?
Oh, you want to jump to that topic, do you?
No, I don't know.
Well, let's start here. Let's start here about the fact that they had this gathering. And there's – I've actually got let me see if I can find it. I've actually got another investigative reporter. Here we go. Let me pull this up. That they believe that they've actually found in the video evidence of both the father and the son shooters in those crowds there that night.
And we don't know if that's true or not, but that's, again, the son was, ASIO had put him on a watch list back in 2019 because of his association with people in the Islamic State. He's only a young man at the time.
Born in Australia too.
18, but he's a radical Muslim. He follows a very extreme version of Islam. We should probably define some of these terms.
Love to.
So Islam is the religion, like Christianity is the religion. Right. Islam is a religion, submission to Allah. It's all about submission. They submit to God. A Muslim is someone who practices that religion. They're practicing submission to God. And there are great Christians and there's Christians I don't like at all that I think behave really badly. In Islam, there's levels of commitment, but the Quran, which is their Bible, their book, it very explicitly talks about practicing jihad violence against unbelievers. And again, Kyle, you have to pull me up here if I go over the top here. I'm being really calm today.
Really, really tight.
It's all anti, they're saying this is anti-Semitic. Islam's hatred for Christianity is just about on par. So the Quran identifies them all. You know, there are positive passages, people of the book, and there's others that there's a call for jihad. Holy war against unbelievers and people that aren't follow
Allah
and Islam. So, folks, I just come out and just going to say it. The problem here is not the guns. It is the radical Islamic version of their faith where they are to make this country Muslim either by that you follow submission, by submitting to the Quran and following Sharia law, or you do it through violence and make people do it. But they want to do it, and that's their religion.
So Ahmed, the guy who wrestled the gun, was he a Muslim?
He definitely is.
Right.
And like I say, like there's different Christians, there's different Muslims, but and George Bush comes out and says it's a religion of peace.
Right.
No, it's not. It's a religion of submission. They're very open about that.
Right.
And how many times does this happen around the world? Where Australia, the secular leaders of this country have no idea. They are so secular. They think everyone looks at the world through those same secular glasses. Now, we're not secular. We look at the world through biblical glasses. But religion is something I know a little bit about. And different levels of commitment in religion, we see it, Kyle, don't we?
Yeah.
Within our own faith.
Oh.
They've got to stop acting like this is not the issue. The gorilla in the corner of the room is the radical version of Islam.
So Ahmed, who is a Muslim, is he not as faithful a Muslim, or he's just not as radical a Muslim? He's not as fundamentalist of a Muslim. Like, how do we define?
I can't judge his heart. I don't know what's in his heart. But let's just, on a paradigm, there are Christians that call themselves Christians that never go to church ever.
Right.
But they would identify Christian if they're asked on a survey.
And they probably believe that the fact that they're Christian makes their life better.
Their level of practice.
Yeah.
And then there are Muslims that they don't dress like, they don't wear a burqa or a hijab or anything like that. Ladies, they don't identify that way. Mm-hmm. But they would say, yeah, I'm a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
But then you come down on this paradigm. There are people that, and usually under the influence of a preacher.
Right.
Who will call for.
Like Wissam Hadid. Who dared PM Tony Abbott to rip up his passport.
Yeah.
And apparently the gunman, Naveed, the son, Akram, was a follower of the pro-Islamic State preacher.
The dude was there and that protest at ASIO and our Prime Minister, I'm only going to be nice to him. I pray for our Prime Minister and I'm going to continue to, whoever's in that office.
Mm.
And it's a tough job and I don't envy his thing. But stop being so naive. This is about people's radical belief. And if you bring in thousands and even a million adherents to that faith, there's going to be a clash of cultures.
Right.
There are clashes within Islamic countries. There are a lot of people who practice. They're Muslims, they practice their faith, who never go into violence or do any violence. And in fact, they crush out terrorism wherever they can find it. But for whatever reason, there is a propensity for those who have the radical version, and it is not a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a mice, oh, there's only one or two. There's quite a percentage of adherents to the Islamic faith that are very radical. And we have seen that again and again and again. And, Kyle, this is not going to be the last time. We showed the footage last week of the Mufti there in Adelaide saying, hey, we've got a problem. If we don't deal with this, it's going to get much worse. Within a week, it got much worse.
Mm.
So,
and that video was old, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how to fix the problem we have here we have certain political parties that are avoiding the problem or blaming the inanimate objects on being the problem. Then you have here Pauline Hanson and Barnaby Joyce arriving to cheers and applause from the crowd at the Bondi Beach vigil. This is a lot of support for One Nation.
Can I say something about gun laws? Because I've been clear on here that I've grown up hunting and shooting, my whole life since a little kid. Surrounded by uncles and all that. We were all off the land and that's all you do as a kid. I think they should not have been able to get firearms. Number one, you're on an ISIS watch list. ASIO's got you on a watch list. Maybe not give him guns, okay? I
think that'd be part of the police check, wouldn't you?
The other one's not a citizen. So I think it's the father.
Mm-hmm. His six guns that were used apparently.
Yeah, but they didn't use all six, and that's the other thing they think. Oh, six is too many.
There was at least four out there.
Yeah, two each.
Mm.
And they could have done it with one, one each. So you don't need a lot of guns to do a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think let's all be sensible about this. In the country, it's different. In the city, I don't know if a guy's living in Sydney, he needs six guns or whatever. You know, that's the law. The laws of the land will work all that stuff out. But they should not have been able to have guns. And I support controls on that. But really, that wasn't that long ago that kids in school took their 22s to school because their sport in the afternoon was target shooting.
Hmm.
And you took your 22 to school. I remember.
When was that? What year was that?
Oh, that was in the 70s still. I remember.
The 1870s?
No, the 1970s.
Oh, okay.
I remember going into Amart All Sports and bought an assault rifle for $156 and you didn't even, you needed was your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't advocate we go back to that. But it shows society was very different and we clearly didn't have these issues that we have now.
Hmm.
We clearly didn't have them. And the solution to this, unfortunately in France, they can get rid of the guns and then they use a truck or a car to plow into crowds. How can you kill little kids like this? It's just, this is a radical form of the Islamic faith.
Hmm.
Not all, there's lots of different Muslims who practice that faith and adhere to it. It's their God-given right to do that. But it's not your God-given right to kill people.
Hmm.
That's not. And that is where this is an absolute deviation from what we know as true religion. Hmm. Absolute deviation. Anyway,
so we've
got.
No, it's good. Thanks for sharing. It's good. Good that someone's.
I've got to say that bloke, because as a person that's used to firearms, that 24-year-old, he's on the bridge. Mm. He's bolting that. It looks like a Browning X bolt.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell the rifle. It looks like the shell that's coming out. It's probably a 30-06 or a 223. I can't tell.
Mm.
But the way he's doing that, I don't know anyone that can do it that fast. He is practiced and he is trained.
Very calm and not shaking.
This was not, that's not a normal guy could do that.
Not adrenaline.
To do that bolt at fast and kick, they had a red dot sight on it. This is a military sight to shoot people. This is very planned. This wasn't, what are we going to do this afternoon? This has had a lot of planning leading up to it and a lot of practice. Lot of practice.
What do you think the purpose of having the black flag on the windshield of their car was?
They're just identifying why they're doing it.
Hmm.
The Islamic State was too radical for Al-Qaeda. They don't like each other. The two big groups in the Islamic faith are Sunni and Shia. 80-90% are Sunni. And then Shia, where you're more Iran associated there. But hey, this is not going away. This is not going away. And in our country, our immigration and all these things have to be looked at. And we have to bring this under control.
Yep. So somebody who's been wanting to bring this under control.
And by the way, sorry,
third time.
I'm on a roll here, but. Yeah. Just for the listeners, this is about Bible prophecy. We said this last week before the shooting.
Yeah.
This is turning the West fundamentalist. Because you listen to Australians now, they are, I haven't seen the anger that I've seen this week in the media and in fellow Australians. Kyle, they are furious over this.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen, they're going to turn on adherence to that faith, and things are going to get worse.
I actually saw a New South Wales alert. What's the exact name of it? New South Wales incident alerts, police statement 1 hour ago, unauthorized gathering. You're not allowed to have a gathering without it being authorized. New South Wales police are aware of an unauthorized gathering planned at a beach in Sydney South. Police do not support vigilante behavior as it is a risk to all involved and it is not acceptable.
Oh boy. Cronulla riots.
Don't take the law into your own hands. This is not a time for retribution. This is a time for the community to grieve and heal. Police will respond to any antisocial behavior. Blah, blah, blah.
Fundamentalism will produce fundamentalism. Enemies on each side.
This is Wednesday afternoon, 4 o'clock, that we're filming this.
Woo-hoo! And I tell you what, if this gets backed up with more, we are, and here's another prediction. Mm. We're into predictions. And we've been saying it for a few weeks now. Pauline Hanson is going to come to massive prominence politically.
Mm.
Have we been saying that for weeks? And look at Tony Burke came down there and got booed out of the area and heckled.
Mm.
This is Australia's turn to swing to populist nationalist.
Yeah.
God's allowing the world to become more and more polarized as we're getting set up for this last great crisis at the end of time.
Mm.
Be careful, listeners, whether you're listening on the radio or watching, do not be caught up in this hysteria.
Mm.
Be above this. We should love our fellow men. We should love everyone. We should not ever condone that sort of violence, and we should put our life on the line to stop it, as those brave men and women did that day. But I'm telling you, this has only just begun. The world is getting polarized, and it's swinging into populist nationalist fundamentalism. And the end result of that, Kyle, will not be good. Will not be good. I'll let you talk, Kyle. I've got to shut up.
No, no. It's all right. I was just going to say that they were greeted with a lot of support, applause and cheers from the crowd at the Bondi Beach vigil. And, yeah, there's been the ABC News asking questions and getting absolutely roasted by a family of victims.
Avi Yemeni's there.
Avi's there. He's Rebel News. Now, this is an interesting one, because if you don't know, you know, anything about Pauline, just jump on YouTube and look that up. But, yeah, she tried to have the burqa ban put through, and they didn't. They didn't even want to discuss it. So she went to her office, put the burqa on, and then came back into the Senate, and then they flipped out and they banned her for 7 days.
I bet they wouldn't now.
Isn't that amazing?
Boy, oh boy. You know, and the Albanese side of politics was on a high a couple of weeks ago. Mm. Untouchable because the opposition's such a mess.
And opposition, now, this two-party thing that Pauline is getting so
Pauline's
much
Pauline's become the opposition leader.
She's almost the opposition. It would be interesting to see a poll now after this event. But here is the opposition, or the former opposition leader, Susan Ley, says, this seems interesting, anyone who displayed symbols of hate, what's that, at the Sydney Harbour Bridge protests should be retrospectively arrested with non-citizens deported.
They're swinging fundamentalists. This is what I'm telling you. And how long has this taken, mate? Like in 24 hours, the world changes.
This wasn't their position at all last week.
Kyle, a lot of people ask me, how long before Jesus comes? And as if you can just quantify what's going to happen, everything.
Yeah.
24 hours, the world changes. One event changes the world. Mm. And this secular country of Australia, all of a sudden, they've found religion, you know, they're deporting all this sort of stuff that they were not even for a week ago.
Mm.
Politics follows whatever the opinions of the community have.
And then you've got the Defence Minister, Richard Marles. He has ruled out taking a tougher stance on Muslim clerics who preach hate. Deflecting to, I don't understand this, Ma Nazi salute, and saying the priority is doing whatever is necessary to preserve Australia's multicultural society.
He's a globalist. Multiculturalism generally will be on the nose moving forward, which it's great when we can all get along. But nations and nation states have existed from time immemorial. They're all through the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible supports nation states. And to think that you can have this whole, John Lennon, trying to sing there's no heaven and all this sort of stuff and his big globalist warm hug is a fantasy. It's a fantasy.
You got New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says that Parliament will be recalled on the 22nd, the 23rd of December to pass stronger gun laws, including limits on weapon ownership, shotgun reclassification, and reduced ammunition capacity. Well, did you see the ammunition belts these guys were wearing?
What they're talking about is that just in recent years, and I won't say how I know this, there's a version of a shotgun. Mm. When Port Arthur happened, they stopped pump action shotguns.
Right.
And they semi-automatics. So the gas from the fire just means you just go boom, 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 boom. They got around those laws by making a push button gas one, which is just as fast, and a straight pull. Boom, 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 boom. That's what they were doing. Those guys had straight pull shotguns.
Right.
They will ban them. You can know they're going to do it.
Mm.
They're going to ban them because you can use one just as fast. But the problem, the dude on the bridge, a 24-year-old, he's using a bolt action nearly as fast as a semi-automatic.
Yeah. He will also.
The problem's not the guns. It's
he will really also odd. Explore prohibiting protests about international events if they are likely to cause disharmony to protect the multicultural community.
That so horse is bolted,
you're
buddy.
You're not allowed to gather. The you're gates, not allowed to
let's
say.
Let's close the gate. The horse
hate
is out.
Speech. You're not allowed to have certain guns. It's.
Remember they took over Sydney Harbour Bridge?
Do you think they'll fix the problems by putting all this stuff in place? Do you think all of a sudden
laws don't change hearts?
The radicalised people will go away.
And to think that changing gun laws when they will use anything they can to perform
Melbourne. What did they do in Melbourne recently? $3 million on some machete bins because that'll make the problem go away.
I don't want guys like those ever having guns. I'm like, whatever you need to do to have someone on the ASIO watch list and a non-immigrant, a non-citizen to have a gun, I'm okay with that.
Mm.
But on a farm, I'm off a farm, you have to have guns. You just do. Farmers do have to, and people in the city don't understand that. That's okay. And it's very easy to own more than six. I'm not going to say how I know that. Because you need different rifles, different things, and that was grandpops. It doesn't work much. So you just keep those things and, you know, you need functioning ones. So that idea that six was excessive, that'd be pretty normal. Honestly, that'd be pretty normal.
Maybe not for inner Sydney.
Those guys supposedly were recreational hunters.
They're in a club. They're in a gun club.
Well, they have to be in a gun club to have a license. If you don't own land, you have to be in a gun club. Or get permission off a farmer. He has to write a document and you have to show that when you put in your license. So they've had we've had a very good run on guns. We're not like America or somewhere. But this is knee-jerk. Mm. The real issue was not the guns that day. And I've got to say that the government dropped the ball.
Queensland Premier David Crisfall speaks out against Australian Prime Minister.
Christopher Fully.
Okay. The sole solution to Bondi, about his sole solution. If we rely only on gun reform, the terrorists have won. Slam the gates shut. Albo must resign is not David's opinion.
He's off a cane farm up there. Pigs destroy their cane crops. They have to cull them. He knows about that stuff. So most blokes in the bush know that this is silly and people in the city just would be horrified when they think people have to have guns, but in the bush you need guns.
Mm. Now, I've been thinking about something to finish on this thought. I don't know if this is a good thought or a complete thought. These are not the views of Faith FM or the church.
No, these are just in the cost.
Just two weird people having a chat.
A pair of dopes
on the radio. So I found it fascinating that the father was confronted and somebody wrestled with him to take the gun. They were not successful in neutralizing him, and therefore he neutralized them. Then that same father was, jumped by Ahmed and had the gun taken off him. And I've seen a lot of commentary from, like, Topher Field put out one saying, "Please pull the trigger, please kill him next time. You should have finished him when you had the chance." But your perspective is there was no bullets left in the gun.
I think the shotgun was empty. I'm watching him. I think he did try to.
And you'd think if he had police, he was a Syrian police officer, you'd think he'd know how to use one, right?
Every firearm's a bit different the way it works, and he may have got it. Maybe what he's not used to, but I'm sure he attempted to. Me watching the footage,
I just found it fascinating that trying to take the guns off people did not work. And I think that this is a bit of an analogy maybe for the Australian government. Simply taking the guns off people isn't going to work. They'll go and find another gun. They'll get the job done.
Yeah, it's a very naive view.
Another weapon of any sort.
Yeah, I saw the SAS soldier saying if the police had have had long guns, it could have been stopped sooner.
Mm.
So there's a lot of controversy about how the police
engaged. I thought the police had one in the boot of every car.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I think there's four police on foot patrol in that area, and they only have Glock 9mm pistols that you got to get pretty close. And the detective in the end took out the guy by getting closer, but it's all a bit sad tragic. But folks, please buckle up your seatbelts. We need to know now that this stuff's not going to stop, and you need to be right with God every day when you leave the house. And the best book, Kyle, that we could offer anyone on that is a book that you get. Send a text. What's the number, Kyle? 0482-082-876. So 0482-082-876. If you text Steps, Step Beyond is the book. It is the single greatest little book you'll ever put in your hands that will explain how you can be ready to go to heaven. At any moment, you can be right with God right now. It is an awesome little book, Step Beyond. A Modernized Steps to Christ. That is, it's one of the biggest selling books in the history of the world. That's been a mammoth little book. Get your own copy of this. You will not regret it by texting STEP to our number 0482-082-876.
And what a perfect book to actually share with somebody who you know is struggling with these things, or, you know, maybe you're in Sydney and you know somebody who's struggling with what they've seen that day.
Mm-hmm.
If you've already ordered one, get your spouse's phone or your kid's phone and shoot a text from another number, because we'd love to get you one of these so that you can share it with somebody.
God's love for man. Like, he loves the shooters.
So if you want this book, again, just text the word STEP only. Don't add anything else to the message. 0482-082-876. And the bot will text you back and get your address. Just follow the prompts and don't give it any extra, and it'll work. And we'll get that book out to you as soon as possible.
Kyle, why don't you close in prayer for us today, mate?
Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for your love, your care. And, we ask that you would send your peace and your comfort to be with everybody who's suffering, who's witnessed traumatic things. And for everybody involved, Lord, there's just so many different dimensions. When something terrible like this happens, there's so many people that are affected. And so we pray that you'd heal this land, that you'd heal this country, that you'd heal the people involved. And we ask that you would return again soon. Pray that you'd help us to share your love with others. We thank you for literature like this book, Step Beyond, and we ask that as people read it, they would find themselves drawing closer to you. Amen.
Amen. We'll see you in the new year, guys, in halfway through January.
Yeah, this is our last episode, unless something wild happens and we get on Zoom.
Well, if anything big happens, we'll be back.
We'll be back. But we will see you in 2026. See you next year. I can say that.
God bless you.